Finally got the fire going, huh, Ranger? About time, it's fucking cold. Hey, I've been freezing in this scale mail, and I'm hungry, too. Hey, I'm not a ranger like you. I don't do the hunting. I'm the muscle. Damn right they're nice muscles. So, what's for dinner tonight? Not stew again. Oh, thank the gods. Not that your stew was bad or anything, it's just... enough is enough. So, what is it then? Rabbits. Okay. Your rabbit cooking skills are almost as good as your bow skills, so that will suffice. But for fuck's sake, could you catch a deer for once? Yes, deer meat is better. I'm not fighting you on this again. No, I do know what's good food. Go fuck yourself, asshole. You know what? I don't think I want to sit with you anymore. Okay, fine. But just because you asked, and because you make the food. By the way, I only see two rabbits. What about our halfling friend and the elf? Shouldn't you have more for them? And they're both scouting ahead, huh? Well, I guess that just means it's you and me tonight. Let's hope we don't have a repeat of a few days ago and have to go through another deep dungeon with skeletons, zombies, and... oh yeah, that goddamn Mia. No, she was a bitch, and I don't care that I had to cut off her head. She took you and tried to keep you wrapped up in her coils and mate with you. I'll do it again if anyone tries to take you away from me. The party. Because we're all a team. We are. I may not say it that much, but I do care about you. I mean everyone. Everyone. We've been through a lot of shit together and fought off a ton of monsters. You can't go through all that and not expect to form some bonds. Before you found me, I was stuck in a tavern getting drunk every day, using my mean old face to scare off potential troublemakers and drawing my sword every now and then. Now the four of us go on this adventure across the world, and I get to draw my sword nearly every day. And that's all because of you. You fucking bastard. Well, I told you before, there's not much to add. I used to be a soldier, became a mercenary when our side lost and the money dried up. One thing led to another, and then I became a resident of the Jolly Chandelier Tavern. Sorry, I'm not more interesting. I'm just a boring, drunken, ugly half-orc who's good with a sword. You think I'm Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. You're very... oh, food's done. Ugh, finally. Oh, thank you. I'm so starving. What's our next objective, by the way? The fighting is always nice, but it would also be great to stop with them. Dungeons and forts. I'm really hoping we could go to a ball of some kind. It would be nice to wear a pretty gown instead of armor day in and day out. What? don't look the type. What? Orcs can play dress-up every now and then. Besides, I would like to see you get cleaned up nice for once, Ranger. Hey, there's something I do want to tell you. When you found me in that tavern hungover, all I cared about was the 2,000 gold you were going to pay me. I saw it as a business opportunity, and I didn't even care about saving the world. Shit, if I knew what we were in for, I would have charged you more. Now, after seeing all the shit I've seen, I've realized everything that's at stake and the gravity of what we're doing. It gave me a purpose. You gave me a purpose. And I will always be grateful for that. Sorry, I'll change the subject. This is really good, by the way. No, really. I've spoken too much. I just want to enjoy your food right now. That was really good. Oh, I think I'm going to lay by the fire for now. You know, you're welcome to stay with me. No, I'm not asking because I want you to lay with me. I just wanted to see if you... You know what? Forget it. Of course, now you want to. That is so you. You make everything into some kind of thing, and now you're sitting right next to me. No, it's no problem. In fact, this might help keep us warm. Nice night, huh? Yep. What? I'm just leaning my head on your shoulder. I'm tired. Just let me enjoy this. You're quite comfy, anyways. You know, I noticed the quick, awkward glances that flirting, the look in your eye when I talk to you. I would give you shit for being obvious, but Shit. I just want to let you know that... Why is this so hard? I love you, okay? Look. You have saved my life many times. And you also gave me something to fight for again, and you make me happy. Just the sight of you warms my heart. You are the only person in my life that has ever made me happy like this. Nobody cares about some half-orc like me. No, it's true. We're no better than orcs. That's what people think. Even if we are better looking. So, did I just misread things? Did I make a big mistake? You just kissed me. You do. Wait. Be careful with my tusks. I don't want them to poke you. We should take this over to your tent so we could keep ourselves warm tonight. But I should get out of this armor first. I hope you don't mind, but could we save, you know, for a later time? I just really want to cuddle with you tonight. That wouldn't be an issue, would it? Good. Hey. I love you. I'm never going to stop enjoying saying that. I can't believe this is real. I swear to the gods, if I'm dreaming, then I may kill you when I get up. I think me being in your arms is better than the fire. Oh, you agree, huh? Well, good. I expect cuddles every night from now on. That's the one thing I get to be high maintenance about. I don't think I've ever spooned like this in... ever, honestly. You know, I almost told you about a month ago. The halfling brought us a tankard full of the blackberry mead, and I had more than my fair share. And I could remember trying to gain up the courage to tell you, and I fought against it until I eventually passed out. I woke up afraid I told you, and tried the best I could to find out if I did. Thank the gods I didn't make a fool out of myself and say something. I did? When? In my sleep? Oh no. Wait a minute. That means you knew. And you waited to tell me you loved me for a full month. Well, you deserve more. Now put your arms around me again. I'm getting cold already. You're so lucky you're so good-looking. I should say thank you, actually. This was a much better confession than me being so drunk I couldn't even stay awake. I love you, my human. And I'll see you in the morning. Hello, darling. Oh, no. Please tell me I didn't just dream that. Ranger. Ranger, where are you? Oh, of course. You're over there, making coffee. Like always. I honestly did think it was a dream for a moment. I mean, I do smile occasionally, Ranger. Thank you. So, after this coffee, I was thinking of taking a bath in the creek. And I would very much like it if you would join me. Oh, of course you would. I know you admire this gorgeous muscular body when I'm not looking. It's only fair you get a good look now, since you're my love. I like the sound of that, too.